From KDKA Pittsburgh, I'm Paul Rasmussen. Here are the top stories we're following on Thursday, February 14th. A carbon monoxide alarm has prompted the evacuation of a dorm on the campus of Carnegie Mellon University. Students were moved out of the Fairfax Annex to a safe, warm building while the alarm is checked out. A faulty furnace may be to blame. CMU hopes to reopen the building later today. Pittsburgh police are investigating an armed robbery overnight at the 24-hour CVS in North Oakland. They say two armed men entered the pharmacy near the corner of Center Avenue and Craig Street around 3 a.m. and got away with an undetermined amount of cash. No injuries or arrests at this time. West Penn Power has restored service to all but about 90 customers in Butler County. Nearly 3,000 were offline as of about 4:30 this morning in the Center Township area. The utility says it dispatched crews to repair some damaged equipment. Pennsylvania is ready to plug in a plan to get more people driving electric cars. KDK Radio's Joe DeStio reports.
The savings could be huge, $2.8 billion in environmental and healthcare savings if 3 in 10 people drove electric vehicles. But of 8 million passenger cars registered in PA, just 15,000 are electric. The plan released by the Department of Environmental Protection recommends 13 strategies, including investment in charging stations, support electric fleet purchases, and raising awareness among car dealerships. The governor already wants 25% of state government vehicles to be electric by 2025. Pittsburgh has a similar goal. Joe DeStio, News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Plans for a $45 million renovation at South Hills Village Mall were revealed last night. Simon Property Group says the mall must make changes to stay competitive. Mark Veman on Bethel Park's Planning and Zoning Commission tells KDKA-TV he agrees.
Most malls, as you know, around the area are becoming obsolete, and they're trying to upgrade it to make it more popular to customers and consumers.
The three-phase plan would redevelop what used to be Sears, add a Lifetime fitness facility where Sears Automotive used to be, redesign the food court area, and add outward-facing retail and restaurants to the front of the mall. I'm Paul Rasmussen for KDKA.